Sports Radio 929 a game. Appreciate you guys listening to us, staying safe from the rain out there. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Just coming off a epic Ally Mac drop where we read some of Bo's tweets, both in German and angry voice, which, you know, look, just getting the people of Germany and Berlin ready for the entrance of Squidbilly.
You know, I've realized something. After y'all have read these tweets to me, mm-hmm. and I know that who some of these are aimed at, or who I was tweeting replying to.
Yeah,
I might go full Kevin Durant.
You gonna get the burner?
I'm thinking about it.
You get the burner account going.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a good idea.
I
used to have a burner.
I'll call myself Billy Squid. Nobody will know.
Nobody will figure that out. Not at all.
I was gonna say you can't have any affiliation.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't already have one though.
No, why would I? Who would have a burner account?
I got a burner account when I started teaching.
Really?
Because I didn't like. I don't need the kids to be smart. Following me on Twitter and like knowing. Or, you know what I mean?
Instagram
went private, and I had a burner account.
Did you like talk bad about like players? Like at Lassiter, player number 71. He sucks.
It was a different era of life. I can understand that. Have a fake Insta to watch people's stories who I don't want to know I'm watching their stories.
Yes.
So
yes.
You Insta stalk people?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
I watch their stories. Not on my account.
I knew there was something we could dig in.
There's
on
There's your
right
dirty
here.
Little
yes.
secret,
I know
Rally.
It. I know it.
She's a social media
Thank
stalker.
You.
I would never.
Here we are, a month plus, and it's like finally there's a chink in the armor. She's got a Finsta.
I'll never look at you the same, Allie.
No.
Of all the people that I would think have a burner account at this radio station, Allie was at the bottom of the list. Now, I like Bell's at the top. I'm pretty positive.
Why would he need a burner account, dude? He just airs it out. Like, he's not hiding anything.
Because I think he holds back. Believe it or not, I think he holds back just a little bit.
Yeah. Huh.
I think it's really
just
more to go
smidge.
At people. Yeah.
There's a real
He's probably one of the accounts that attacks me all the time. It's probably his burner.
So if we follow up one of his tweets and it says somebody calls him an idiot and then there's somebody taking up for him after it. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Mike Bell's awesome.
Yeah, that's Mike's burner account.
There's a real danger in that though, because people have done that. They have conversations with themselves, but they forget to switch the account.
Oh, for sure.
So they instantly out themselves as that Finsta.
There was somebody.
Kevin Durant outed himself.
There was like a commissioner or something that did this at one point, and it was like, dude.
I think it was Manfred.
Was it?
I think it was Manfred or Silver One. Yeah, I think. I want to say.
I remember there was a celebrity that did it too, and like. It was obvious. I think it was Normani, and she was.
Who's
I think she
that?
Like
who was
Fifth
Normani?
Harmony. Fifth
yeah,
Harmony.
Fifth who, Harmony. She's a singer.
Singer.
Yeah, still lost.
But anywho, she had like her verified account, and there was account clearly that there was another tweet saying like something in support of her, and you could just clearly tell it was a burner account.
Like all the same people that following all the same people.
I
make those mistakes, man. Come on.
I could. There's like you. I can think of an athlete in every sport that probably has a burner.
For sure.
We know Durant does.
They got the satellite ears. They hear everything.
Yeah. I bet you Aaron Rodgers has a burner account because he's just holier than thou that probably has one. You trying to think of.
Problem is, it messes your DM game up when you got the Finsta.
What do you mean?
Well, if like you're an NBA player, you want to keep the DMs open, right?
Like well, that's what your regular account is for.
You want people to know, which account is yours. You know, it's mine was talked to you.
Well, yeah,
you can go back. I mean, it's different. It goes
I guess it's
different.
The DMs are private anyways. That's
well,
what
the
saying.
DMs go different. It goes to the account that it's.
Like you're sending a message.
Yeah,
if you slide into Kevin Durant's DMs, it doesn't go to his burner.
This is how we know Mike really doesn't do the whole burner thing.
Like,
he has no idea how it works.
I had one. Well, I couldn't
separate
even,
accounts,
I couldn't even tell
right?
you the last time I logged into the one I did have when I was teaching. That was so many years ago. Probably 6 years ago I started that thing. It's probably got 3 tweets.
Yeah. I was like,
why am I doing this? Like, I don't have controversial takes anyways, for the most part, on Twitter.
I want to know what your what people's burner accounts name
what
would
their
be.
Names are.
Yeah, like, I think that's interesting. Like
Mo Borgen.
I'm going to ask Allie hers off the air. Maybe she'll tell me. But,
yeah, right.
But I think that would what would your burner account be? Like the name, what would it be?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
Grant
know. All I can think is Day Day with the rhyme dragon.
Yeah, but he's told people that's his name. He can't go with that now.
I know. All right, so let's pivot. Let's talk a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons. I want to hear from Some of the things that were coming off the podium yesterday, there's a couple of interesting little tidbits. And later on in the show, I want to get to Raheem Morris talking a little bit about the personal improvements and how he wants to identify problems faster. But one of the relationships that became apparent that it's going to be massive moving forward is the relationship between Michael Penix and Darnell Mooney. Yesterday, Michael Penix was asked about the relationship with Darnell Mooney. Here's what he had to say.
Oh, it's been great. You know, he's a guy that's willing to work all the time, you know, and I appreciate those type of guys, you know, always willing to, you know, do the extra or hit my phone and say they want to throw, you know. So, you know, he's always willing to work. So it's been good and it's been growing, and he's a good dude too. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's been great. He's been throwing. I've been throwing.
I love the, he's a good dude too.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good dude too.
Yeah, he's good people too. Like, that's funny. That made me laugh.
Yeah. Michael Penix also went a little bit more in depth about, you know, creating some of those explosives.
I'll say just his ability to get open. You know, he can do a lot of things at that position. It's hard to cover him one-on-one. So anytime we get those opportunities, we got to take advantage of it.
Would I be wrong in saying that the relationship between Michael Penix and Darnell Mooney is much bigger than the relationship between him and Drake London? And I think Drake London's stats will be bigger. I think he'll have more yards. I think obviously he's that power slot position. He's the alpha in that room. But listening to these guys talking about creating explosives, which we know has been a thorn in the side of the Atlanta Falcons offense for a number of years. That's why you went and drafted Bijan Robinson, is creating these long explosive plays. And when they signed Darnell Mooney, give Terry Fontenot credit. He identified the fact that Darnell was a burner, and he's a guy that can get over the top. And when you have a guy in Michael Penix that has the quote-unquote howitzer for an arm, you can expect big things going deep down the field at times this year, I believe.
Yeah. I just think about some of the plays that Darnell and Kirk made together, and Kirk's arm is good, but not Penix, right?
Yeah, he's got the, you know, he's got an Ozzie Albies arm.
Think about the throw where against Tampa, the goal line, where he puts it up and he climbs up the ladder. I mean, and Darnell, right at the goal line in the first Tampa game.
Oh, yeah, that's
game.
Right, yeah. Like, calls on the back. Like yeah, that was huge.
Darnell can go up and make some of those catches. Yeah, the deep ball is going to be one thing. That's why Darnell was brought in here, to me. I always thought Darnell was brought in to be the deep threat while Drake is doing everything. Because there's no one else you can really depend on to do that. You can't depend on the tight end to do those things. And Ray-Ray McCloud is more of a middle-of-the-field kind of player, really. I mean, he can go deep, but he's more. Other thing, think about the throw to Darnell on the sideline against Minnesota.
Yeah, back
shoulder. That Kirk made, which was probably one of his best throws all season in Minnesota.
Good point.
And so it's intriguing to think about what it can be with him in here.
Well, and taking a look at Darnell's stats from last year, you know, week 15 against the Giants, he had 6 targets, 5 catches, 82 yards. Week 17, 2 catches on 5 targets, 37 yards. Is that what we can expect moving forward? Are you good with this stat line?
I'm good with him getting 5 to 7 targets. I'm not good with the week 17 where you said he got 2 catches on 5 targets. Mm-hmm. That's not good enough. And you know why? You know what? That was on Penix.
That one miss.
And
God, it makes me sick to think about.
They lost, along with the timeout issue, that lost them the game, is missing him on that bench route. That was big, and that's why it's good. Look, that's why I care that the receivers are there. I know that it's not the same in OTAs as it is in camp or in a game, Mike. But Allie, it's so important to at least have the, and I know that they're throwing on the side, but to have that feel and that timing. That's why it bothers me that the tight end is not there.
Yeah.
And I think that Ray-Ray's worked with Penix some more than the other guys because of, you know, the way teams run. But, you know, sometimes Ray-Ray probably was the guy I know in Canning Camp would run with both sides, the twos and the ones.
Yeah, and you saw at the end of the year, to your point, how guys like Chris Blair started getting opportunities and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see how that all unfolds. But, yeah, I'm with Bo. You talk about the week 15, week 16 and the stat lines. Like, five catches on six targets against the Giants, which it was a resounding victory. But to Bo's point, there is that feeling that kind of sticks out in your mind of like, dude, if you could have had that one back against Washington. And I off the top of my head, I can't remember all the details. I remember thinking if he would have caught that, then you don't even find yourself in the predicament with the timeout.
No, because he gets 2 feet and he steps out of bounds.
Yeah.
And you're in better field goal range than where you were when you actually kicked it. Look. I know we're talking about Darnell, but go back to the end of the first half. That drive at the end of the first half, he misses Drake. Drake's wide open, and he missed him again. He misses. It was a similar. Those are timing throws, and I asked Arch that day in halftime. I said, "What is that? Is that a timing throw? Is that an accuracy issue?" And he was like, "Look, that's one of those things where they're kind of sure you can say accuracy because you missed the guy, but." It's a timing thing where if you're used to dealing and working with that guy,
right.
It's probably something, a throw you probably don't miss.
You know how long it takes for those guys to get out of their breaks and things like that and get towards the sideline and how much you trust them to be able to
and
catch the ball.
It's experience too, right, Mike?
Yeah.
The quarterback.
Darnell was asked yesterday about what he wants to see this coming year with Michael Penix at the helm. Here's what he had to say.
I did pretty well with, the deep routes. And the biggest thing what I want to do is catch the ball, take something to the crib, make at least three people miss, have some exciting plays.
Make at least three people miss and have some exciting plays. Sign me up, right? Sign me up. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Like, he's talking about making three people miss and obviously hitting guys over the top and you know, kind of having his way with things as far as the deep ball goes. If you can create just a couple of more of those explosives, and also those out-cutting routes where he bends back into the defense after he catches it, and, you know, the timing's good with Michael Penix, I think it's a beautiful thing. Stiff arm safety, get up the field, split the coverage.
It's exciting. I'm also excited about Bijan Robinson's growth in the passing game. Now, we saw it get better. I thought it grew last year with Kirk in some of the time. But imagine Bijan with a little wheel route with Penix's arm and the accuracy.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.